So starting with the two dots on Daf Yudalam, the Mishnah had said that a man and a woman engage in marital relations are to check themselves right away with cloth. If they check themselves right away with cloths and they find tumah, they find blood, that means that they're both tummy for 7 days. If they check themselves shortly after, in this like second time frame, if they find tumah, then they're tummy misafik for 7 days. And in the third period, shortly after, if they check themselves and find, if she checks herself and finds tumah, so then there'll be the tumah drabanan of the last 24 hours. Okay, so the Mishnah said, Ezehu achar zman. What is this period of afterwards? Enough time for her to come off of the bed, wash herself, and then check. Asks the Gemara, Mini, I'll challenge you. We learned, Ezehu achar zman. What is the period that's after that if she checks herself, she's only tummy misafik? Here, Shubhulazar Ritzadok said, Kadesha toshit yada tachas hakar. It's enough time for her to put her hand underneath the pillow. Otachas hakeses, or underneath the sheet, the titol aid, and take out a cloth, the tivduk bo, and checks herself while she's still in the bed. So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said it would be the time for her to get off the bed, wash herself, and then check. I'm Rav Chisda, my achar, when the Mishnah talks about the time, it says after this is the time for her to get off the bed, wash herself off, and check. It's achar achar zman. It's talking about time number three. So in other words, it's the time of right away. The right away is the immediate check, what we called kinuach earlier, just a swipe. And there is after the right away, which according to Rav Chisda, the Gemara is saying is the amount of time for her to take the cloth from underneath her pillow. And after that is time number three. She checked herself in the time that she could get off, wash herself, and then check. So there already it's only tamei me'es la'es for the last 24 hours. Asks the Gemara.
So which time is the answer? Is it time number two or time number three that she has to
hold? No, there's a different law for each time. If she checked herself immediately with an immediate swipe, then there's certainly tamei for 7 days each. Okay. If she did check herself immediately, 5 seconds went by.
Yeah.
But it's the amount of time for her to put her hand under the pillow and take out a cloth and check herself. When that amount of time she checked herself, so then it's tummy misafik. Maybe she wasn't either, maybe she wasn't, but it's a safik to oraisa. He's tummy for 7 days, she's tummy for 7 days. If it's after that, which is already the time that it would take her to get off the bed, wash herself, and then check, well, then he's not tummy misafik necessarily. Now we get into the point of tumah drabanan. The last 24 hours are tummy midrabanan. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that we're talking about that? V'hakatani Allah. But the Mishnah was referring to, right, when the Mishnah said the amount of time for her to get off the bed, wash herself, and check, was to explain, Nimtzal shalala achar zman, if there was blood found on her check, not right away, but after time, Tmei and Misafik, they are both tummy for 7 days, midoraisa, uptum and akarban. So the Mishnah is saying, Ezeo achar zman, what is this after time? Kadesh termina mitav etediach panes. In other words, how could you say, Rav Chisda, that the amount of time for her to get off the bed, wash herself, and check is for time number three? The Mishnah says explicitly it's for time number two. Answer the Gemara, Achikam, this is the way to read the Mishnah. It's missing words. The Mishnah is saying like this, Ezeo achar zman. What is time number two? That it's not right away, it's after right away, but it's still pretty close. Since it's pretty close, if she finds blood, she's tummy for 7 days and he's tummy for 7 days. Misafek. Kadesh toshet yad l'tachas hakar. The amount of time for her to put her hand underneath the pillow. L'tachas hakeses, underneath the sheet. V'titol ei b'tivdukbo. Then the Mishnah says, but if it's after that time, and she checks herself in time number three, which is the amount of time, Kadesh Terim Min Amitav L'Tiach Espanea, the amount of time for her to come off the bed, wash herself, and then check. So if that's the amount of time it took till she got the check done, then it's already Machlok Zubi Akiva L'Chacham. Then you have an argument. Rabbi Akiva holds that he, the man who had intercourse with her, also becomes Tameh. And the Chacham say, no, the man who had intercourse with her doesn't become Tameh. It's just the Tumah of 24 hours to the Kachim or the Chuma that she touched in the last 24 hours. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? That the Mishnah is missing words and you're adding things in. For achar kach katani. But the Mishnah said, what is this time which is not immediate? The amount of time for her to get off the bed and wash herself. And after that, you're in time number three. Not that that time is time number three. So the Gemara says, again, we have to add words to the Mishnah. Hachi karmi is what the Mishnah means. Vizehu, this time, the amount of time for her to get off the bed, wash herself, and then check herself. If that's the amount of time it took for her to check, and then she found blood, that's the achar kach. Rabbi Akiva v'chachamim. That's time number three in which Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham argue whether the tumma goes on to the husband or not. That's one answer. Rav Ashi said, to answer the question, again, the Mishnah says that the amount of time you need to elapse for it to be considered post-immediate is, the Mishnah says there's immediate, and then the Mishnah says the amount of time which is not immediate is the amount of time for her to get off the bed, wash herself, and then check. We have a Chizdu who says no, says something else. He says the amount of time, which is not immediate, is the amount of time for her to put her hand underneath the pillow, take the cloth, and check. So one answer is, yeah, there are really three different times, three different laws. You have to add words to the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about time number three, not time number two. However, Rav Ashi said what the Braisa says, that the amount of time is for her to put her hand under the pillow and check herself with the cloth that's there, without even getting off the bed, that is the same amount of time as getting off the bed, washing herself and checking. Because when the Mishnah said that the amount of time is for her to get off the bed, wash herself and check, is when she's holding the cloth in her hand already. So Rav Ashi Yamar, Yidividi Chachiru, both the time of Rav Chizda and the time of the Mishnah is the same time. And the point is like this, Eid Biyada, if she has the cloth in her hand when she's doing intercourse, then the amount of time for it to be post-immediate, but still in time frame number two, is Kadesh Terim and Amitav, but the amount of time for her to come off the bed, wash that area, and then check. However, Ein Eid Biyada, if she doesn't have the cloth in her hand, then what's the amount of time frame number two? Kadesh Toshet Yadla Tachasakar, Tachasakas, Tito David, Tito Bukbo. The amount of time for her to put her hand underneath the pillow or the sheet, take out the cloth, and check with it. Asks the Gemara, Meisve, the challenge of Ashi. We learned in a Braisa, Zo Acharzman. What is this period of afterwards? That if she checks herself, she's Tame Misafek, and he's Tame Misafek, but we don't say that they're certainly Tame. Gavar Zeshah, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Lefnei Chacham B'Usha. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok asked the sages when they were in Usha, V'Amar Lahem, and he said to them, Shema Rabbi Akiva Atim Omrim. Maybe you are holding like Rabbi Akiva. Shemetameis Bala, who says that if a woman found blood on herself, even though it was not immediately right after the intercourse, a little bit later, we say that if her husband had intercourse with her 24 hours in the 24-hour period before what she found, he's tame. So if that's the case, you're not really so concerned. When is the afterwards, right? What is time number three? What is time number two? What is time number three? Doesn't matter, because even if it's a couple of hours after the intercourse, you're not going to go back 24 hours. If you're going to go back 24 hours, you really don't care what is time, this time or that time, because you're going to go back 24 hours and make her husband tame. The sages said, no, lo shamanu. We just didn't hear what is that time frame. But we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. We hold that there is a immediate, there's time number two, then there's after that, time number three. We just don't know what is that time of time number two. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok explained, Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok said to them, Kach Pirshu Chacham B'Yavne, when the sages were in Yavne, they explained it. Lo Shasa, she didn't wait before she checked. Kedei Shetir Ben Amitav Adiachas Panel, enough time to come off the bed, wash herself, and then check. But rather, she checked herself within the time frame that it would have taken her to put her hand under the pillow to take out the cloth and check herself while still in the bed. And so that period, the sages said, Toch Zman Hu. That's the period of time frame number two. And therefore, if she has blood on it, okay, she's Tamei Misafek, he's Tamei Misafek. Utmei Misafek, they're both Tamei Misafek for 7 days. Uptur Mikarban, but since it's only a Safek, they don't have to bring a Karban Chatas, because we don't want to take the risk of bringing Chulin La'azara. And according to this, Chayavin Ba'asham Tali, and they would have to bring an Asham Tali. As we saw yesterday, there are two different opinions about Asham Tali. Is it every Safek Brings an Ashram Talia, only a Safik that Ikva Yisur. When you know there's something wrong, you're just not sure whether it was done or not. However, Shasa, if she watched, if she waited before the check, enough time for her to come off the bed and wash herself. That's already Achar Azman Huzeh. That's already after time number two. That's already time number three. Or if she waited before she checked herself, ace lace, up till 24 hours, or mipkida lipkida, or she, between one check and another check, there was a big gap. Then bala matame, then when she finds the tumma, she finds the blood, so the man who was with her is only going to be, we're going to say retroactively, he's tame mishum maga, Midrabanan, he's treated like a person who touched a nida, so he only has a tumma for one day. But enu mitam mishum boel, but we don't say that he's a person who had intercourse with a nida, who would be tame with for 7 days. Rabbi Akiva Omer, as Rabbi Akiva says elsewhere, when we find blood and there is a retroactive tumma for the last 24 hours, if the husband had had intercourse in the last 24 hours, he has the status of a boel nida, and he's tame for 7 days.
Is that knowingly or unknowingly?
Unknowingly here. Unknowingly. It was unknowing. Now a third opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Omer. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says, you know what? If she finds blood, and it's not right away, let's say she finds blood 5 hours after they had intercourse, her husband, who had intercourse with her 5 hours before, not only is not tummy for 7 days, like Rabbi Akiva, not only is he not tummy for 1 day, like the Chacham of Yavne, her husband is tohar entirely, he can walk into Beis HaMikdash. Bala nichnas laheichal umakdir ktores. The husband could walk into Beis HaMikdash and offer up the ktores.
I mean, is that clean?
He's totally clean. Now, Bishmal Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, who says that if she checks herself within the time frame of coming off the bed and washing her face, that's already time frame number three, where there's the argument. So now we understand why the Rabbanans say that in such a case she doesn't, the husband doesn't have tuma of 7 days. El Rav Ashi, but according to Rav Ashi, you said that if she had the cloth in her hand, so then coming off the bed is the same thing as putting her hand underneath the pillow and taking out the cloth. So Amai Matari Rabbanan. So then why are the Rabbanan saying that the husband who was with her, right, if she checked herself in the amount of time to come off the bed and check herself, why did the Rabbanan say the husband is tohar for seven, doesn't have the tumah of 7 days? Why? He should have the tumah of 7 days. The chitim, if you're going to tell me, oh, the Brisa is talking about the A and A B other. She didn't have the cloth in her hand. So then the Brisa should have said so. Hi, aid biyadza. The ain't aid biyadza mefat mi bailet. The Chacham should have said, when do we say that he's not tummy for 7 days if it took her time to go get the cloth? But if it was within the time frame that's shorter because she had the cloth in her hand, then he would be tummy, misafik, for 7 days in time frame number two. What is this? Right, Kasha. All right, Ravashi has a problem with this Brisa. Okay, going back, the Brisa had three opinions. A woman who did not check herself right away after intercourse, she checked herself a little later. And we have three opinions. It was pretty quick, though. It was a little bit later. Three opinions, according to the Chachamim. Because if she found blood, the husband is tameh like someone who touched a nida. According to Rabbi Akiva, he's tameh like someone who had bia with a nida. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the husband is fully tahar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Omer Baal, Nichnas Laheichal, the husband can go into the temple even, Umakdir Ktores, and Ofer Ktores. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? If she found blood, typically to have a nogebim eis leish benida. So he did touch her within the last 24 hours, and since he had intercourse with her, right? So since he touched her within the last 24 hours, and you're giving her an impurity for the last 24 hours, so he should have the status of someone who touched anida. Answer the Gemara, Hu damar kishamai, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Shamai, who said in the beginning of our Masechta, kal anashim dayan shaitan, all women, when they find blood, only have a tumma going forward, there is no tumma retroactively for the last 24 hours. So the Gemara says, one second, how could you walk, how could this man who had intercourse with her, and 5 hours later she checks herself and finds blood, how could you say that he can go and do avoda? If he had intercourse, he had a discharge of semen. So he's tamei as a balkari. Typically, Davi balkari. So he's a balkari. How could he walk onto the temple? That's the Gemara, Shlo Gamar Bi'aso. He didn't actually have a full intercourse. He touched the beginning of it, but he had never really penetrated and ejaculated, and therefore he's not a Baal Keri. So now the Mishnah said, Umodum Chacham Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, who's strict, who says that if a woman finds blood even later, then for the last 24 hours, we look at what she did, and if there was intercourse with her husband in the last 24 hours, he's tummy for 7 days. Chacham would agree to Rabbi Akiva, if it's not that she found blood, but Baroa Kesen, if she found a stain on her garment, then they would agree that we look back at what happened in the last 24 hours, and if the husband had been with her, we say that the husband has a tumah for 7 days. Amar Rav, so that's, well, the mission just said that Chacham agreed to Rabbi Akiva in the case of a stain. So Amar Rav, Rav said it means what I just said, l'mafreya, retroactively. If she finds a stain, we look at what happened in the last 24 hours. If in the last 24 hours from when she found the stain there had been intercourse, the husband is tummy for 7 days. Rabbi Meir, here is the view of Rabbi Meir, who's very strict in regards to stains. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, no, if she finds a stain, he kind of lahaba, if the husband has intercourse with her after the stain find, then he's tummy for 7 hours, for 7 days, I mean. Rabbanan, and that's the view of the Rabbanan, who are less strict with stains. So I said, one second, you kind of lahaba, she found the stain, so you say that she's tummy. So if the husband's now with her, of course, it's, it has the status of the man who's with Anita. Of course, he's going to be tummy for 7 days. Pshita, it's obvious. The Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious. Mao, the Tim would have thought to say, holum eis leis midrabana. The whole idea that when a woman finds blood, that we look back to what happened in the last 24 hours, and we say that whatever she touched is tummy, that's only rabbinic. Ksam is also drabana. That a woman is tummy with a stain is also drabana. Biblically, the only way for a woman to become impure is to have a flow with feelings, with argasha. A stain doesn't have any feeling, so that's only rabbinic impurity. So I would have thought, according to the Chachamim, when she had a flow of blood, and we look back at when she checked and she found blood, right? And then we look back at the last 24 hours, and we find that there was intercourse with the husband. We don't say that the husband has a tum of 7 days, according to the Chachamim. And he has a tum of touching Anita, but not the tum of 7 days. So I think also so maybe because it's only rabbinic, when the rabbis created a tumma for a stain, maybe there is no tumma going forward. Kamashma, that's why I needed to tell me that. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that there is no tumma going forward? So the answer is no. Hasam, in regards to the retroactive tumma, ain't sure shachot lefanecha. We don't really know if there was blood in the last 24 hours. She found blood now. So we think maybe it was there before too. But when you have a stain, you've got a stain.
You
see the blood. Yep. Something's here that's a problem. So therefore, there's certainly a tumma going forward. Rish Lakish also said that the Mishnah is saying lemafreya, that if she finds a stain, then if there had been intercourse in the last 24 hours, the husband is tamei, even according to the Chachamim, and it's Rabbi Meir he, and Rabbi Yochanan said no. The Mishnah is Mikana Lahaba, only going forward, Rabbanan he, and it is the view of the Rabbanan. Okay, next Mishnah. A man comes home, he'd like to have intercourse with his wife. Does he need to first have her check herself before they can do it? Says the Mishnah, no. Kol anashim meches kastara lebaalehen. If the woman wants to have intercourse with her husband, she can assume that she's tohora. He can assume she's tohora if she doesn't say anything. And therefore, habayim in aderech, if a man comes from a road, the sheim lahen becheskas tahara, their wives are presumed tohoros, and he can have intercourse with her. Ask the Gemara, lovingly listen, habayim in aderech. Why did I have to say this case of when he comes from the trip, he can have intercourse with her third? That was included in the first line, that a woman is typically assumed to be tohora to her husband. I would think like this, when do I assume that she's tahora? Hanimili, when is that true? When they're both in the same town. Since she knows her husband's around, he might want to have intercourse with her. So therefore, she checks herself. But if he's not around, and therefore, she's not thinking about intercourse. So maybe she's not checking herself regularly. Maybe she even had feelings and she didn't check herself. So therefore, when he comes home, maybe lo, maybe she needs to check. Mashmah, that's the chiddush, that no, a woman can be presumed tahora. Now we have limitations of this. Amar Rish Lakish Hashem Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Rish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Vahu Shabbat Mitzah Betoki Me'onasa. He comes home and she's within 30 days of when she had her last period. So let's say she had her period. He went away on a trip for a week. He went away on a trip for 10 days. He comes home. It's only 10 days from the time she had her last period. Now, typically, a woman will have her period every 30 days. That's normal. So since it's within 30 days, he can assume there was no blood. He can assume she went to the mikveh after 7 days after she began to have her blood. That's why she's okay to him. That's what Rish Lakish said. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna added a further limitation. Lo shanu, when do we say that she's assumed to be tahora if it's within 30 days of her last period? Ela she'en levesed, she doesn't have any regular period. Avol yesh levesed, but if she has a very regular period, asr l'shame, she can't have intercourse unless she checks. So that makes no sense. Klape lai, the opposite. Adrab, ipcha mestabra, the exact opposite is what makes more sense. En levesed, if she doesn't have a regular period, which means it could happen any time. So an emachaza, even though it's only 15 days after her last period, maybe she saw blood. But yesh levesed, if she has a very regular period, vesed kriyala, so then the period is coming at that regular time. So if he comes home and it's not the regular time, he knows he can be with her. You're right. Eli Yitmar, if something was taught, Achi Yitmar, this is what it was taught. Amar Avuna, Avuna said, lo shanu, when did we say that a woman, a wife, when her husband comes home, is presumed to the husband to be tahora? Elish lohi giya shas vesta, that the time of her regular period has not arrived before he came home. But if her regular period time has come before he came home, then asura, then she's prohibited to him. Kasava, Rav Huna apparently holds vestos toraisa, that the fact that she had a period three times in a row on a certain date means on a biblical level we're sure it's going to keep happening on that date. Rabbi Bar Chana said no. Afilu yashas vesta, even if the time of her regular period has arrived before he came home, and then he comes home, nami muteres, she's still permitted to him without checking herself. Kasavar, he holds vestos, the whole idea of a vesek, that if she's had it for three times, we expect it consistently to be keep coming on that time, is only a din d'rabbanan, and therefore, since it's only a rabbinic law, it's really not such a certainty. So we're not sure that she had her period before he came home, and therefore, we can assume her tahora. He left her tahora. He comes home, he can assume she's tahora. If there would have been something, she would have been checking herself. If she didn't check herself, that's okay. You don't need to ask.
Okay, the idea of Veset Theorisa, is that what's a strong Chazaka Theorisa? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's right. And the question is, if Veset is Doraita, she needs to check herself me Doraita. If Veset are Drabanan, she doesn't need to check herself on the time of the Veset. So you can assume it probably didn't happen. Ravashi Masni Hacha. This is how Ravashi taught it. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna said, Lo Shanu, turning to Tesvav Amud Beis, we didn't learn this law that if he comes home, he can still assume that she's Tahora. Ella, Shein Laveset Liyam. Only in a case of a woman who doesn't have a Veset that's exclusively on days. In other words, Yesh Laveset Liyam Ulukfitzel. She has a Veset that's based on two factors. Every third Sunday, in which she does jumping jacks for a half hour, she sees blood. So if that's her veset, it's a combination of her behavior with a certain date. So Kevin de Bemaisa Talia Milsa, since it's dependent on her doing something, he can come home, even though it's after the third Sunday, and he can assume, Eima lo kavetz v'lo chazay. She probably didn't jump, because she knew he was coming home, or she may have thought he might come home. So she probably didn't jump, so she probably didn't see blood. But if she has a regular period that's just based on days, so then as we said before, if he comes home and the veset had happened before he came home, asur l'shameh, she's not allowed to have intercourse with him unless she checks. Kasavar, Rav Huna holds vesto t'oraisa. He holds that the regularity of a period, and therefore being, you know, sure that something's going to happen and an obligation to check, that is a biblical law. Even if she has a veset just for days, muteres, if he comes home and she had had her veset before he came home, she's still permitted, because kasavar vestos to rabbanan, Yes, she has to check herself at the time of the veset, but that's only a din d'rabbanan min haTorah. She doesn't have to be so sure that she's going to see blood. Since she doesn't have to be so sure, she did not need to check herself. And therefore, if he came home, even though the veset had happened before he came home, we assume that she's tahora the same way she was when he left. But we assume she's tahora. Okay. Next law. Amar Rav Shmuel Mishmed Rav Yochanan. Rav Shmuel said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Isha Sheyesh La Veset, a woman who has a very regular cycle. Bala Mechashev Yemei Vesta. When her husband comes home, he can calculate based on her Veset. In other words, he can say, listen, her Veset is every 21 days. When I left, it was, 29 days ago. And it was right when the bleeding was starting. So it was every 21 days. 21 days later, she probably had it again. Well, the moment she has a bleed in the days of Nida, 7 days later, she can go to the mikvah on day seven. It's 29 days ago. So probably, she probably had her bleeding on her veset. And she probably went to the mikvah on day seven. And therefore, uva elaha, he can have intercourse with her without asking her. He can assume. The same way he can assume that, yes, she had her bleed on her veset. But if there's enough time from that veset to when he came home for her to already go to the mikvah, he can assume that she went to the mikvah. And then she's Torah. He doesn't need to ask her. You see the modesty, right? That they didn't even want to talk about the conversation. It's such an issue. Amar le'Rav Shmuel Bar Yeva le'Rabbi Abba. Rav Shmuel Bar Yeva said to Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan say his law, Afilu Yalda, even with a wife who's very young, the Beziza Lamitbal, who might be embarrassed to go to the mikvah, and maybe she didn't go to the mikvah. Amar Le, he said, of course, he said it even in that case, because Atu Vadai Rasa. Do we know that she saw the blood, Miyamar Rabbi Yochanan? Is that what Rabbi Yochanan's talking about? We don't know that she saw the blood, right? He didn't ask her anything. He left her 29 days ago. He came back after a trip of 29 days. So, yes, she has a veset. But maybe she didn't even see the blood on day 21. Hey, Madam Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say his law? Savik rasa, savik lo rasa. We don't even know if there was blood at the time of the veset. Maybe she saw blood, maybe she didn't. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, Imtim taloma rasa. Even if you're going to tell me that she saw blood, ima tavla. Since there was enough time from the veset till now for her to go to the mikvah, maybe she went to the mikvah. Aval vadai rasa. But if he knows with a certainty that she saw blood on the day of the veset, and he comes home, and there's enough time from the day of the veset till now for her to have gone to the mikvah, miyemar de tavla. How could he be so sure that she went to the mikvah? How could he have intercourse with her? Havale safik, right? Maybe she went, maybe she didn't go, if he doesn't ask. And on the other hand, you have a vada. You're certain that there was a problem, because she certainly saw. Ain't safik motzi midei vadai. We never say that a doubt can remove a status that was certain. And that brings us into this topic of, do we have safik motzi midei vadai? So the Gemara says, really, is that so? Velo, is it true that a safik cannot take away from a vadai status that was once there? V'atayinu l'mishnah b'raisa in regards to maestros, chaver, big tzaddik, who's very careful with chumas and maestros. Shemesu died, v'niach megura, and he left a whole, in modern Hebrew, megera is a drawer. So he left like a whole storage area, malaya peros, filled with wheat. Afilu heim b'nei yoman, even if it seems like they would just like finish today, we can assume that the maestros were given. I have alpha now here, whatever grows, vade tevel, at some point it became tevel. Once you finish the pile and you smooth it out, it's tevel. Savig Musar, maybe he gave Maisa, maybe not. Savig Eina Musar, maybe he didn't give Maisa. Vikatani, what does it say? Safik, even though this Safik, Kasi Safik, this Safik of maybe he gave Maisa comes, Umotsumi Devadi, takes away the certain status of Tevel, and you can eat the wheat. So the question is, no, Hasam Vadu, Vadu, there it was a certainty with a certainty. Kirev Chanina Chaza, like Rev Chanina Chaza, Dam Rev Chanina Chaza, Chazak al Chaver, there is an absolute certainty about the pious people. He's not going to have come out of his hand something which isn't perfect. He fixes everything. He's not going to leave around trace oh, no one's going to eat it. No, he's careful. Eat by the same, generally, it could be safik b'safiku. Maybe it never was tevel. Kid Rav Oshaya, as Rav Oshaya said, Amar Rav Oshaya, Rav Oshaya said, Marim Adam al Tvuasel. A person's allowed to be tricky with his wheat. Shemachas b'mot shalah, he can bring the wheat into the house when the chaff is still on top of the kernels. And then, Kadesh Tei Bemto Cheles, then he can feed it to his animal. There's no obligation of Meiser because he hasn't finished the fruit. The fruit has to be finished before it comes into the house. So it could be that this was never Chayav in Meiser. Okay, so we're going to continue with this topic of Safik Motzi Miyudei Vadai tomorrow, Bezos Hashem. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, Meir Ratzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael, Lefichah Kebelem,